Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Talk on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air. Now, yesterday we spoke to the Cleaners and Security Allied Workers Union. They were very unhappy. You may have seen visuals coming through on social media of a naked protest, actually, at the Department of Health in Gauteng. We spoke to them yesterday. They said they were not leaving until they got a satisfactory response from the Department of Health. And so we did ask the department to come on yesterday. They said, give us some time. We'll come to you today, which is yesterday, saying tomorrow, as in today. They are on the line with us, Gauteng Health Department Director for Security Services, Thabiso Maluleke. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, ma'am, and thanks for having me.
Mr. Maluleke, you may have seen the protest yourself. Have you been able to engage with those that were protesting yesterday?
Yes, we have been engaging the SACSAL leadership over these issues. And continuously, we continue to hit their rock because even though we explain to them the process to follow if there are grievances, they continue to force the department to make decisions on issues that are out of our area of responsibility. One of them, they want us to absorb those security officers. Mm. And as a department, we can't absorb people that were contracted to other private companies. The government doesn't do it that way.
They say that there was, I think they called it a pilot project, where you had actually absorbed a handful, and I don't know the number because they didn't give me the number, and started them on a program of sort until there was a disagreement about how much they were getting paid. Would you say that's what happened, or do you have a different account of what happened?
No, according to what I know, the department has never absorbed any security personnel thus far, you know. So I'm not sure when they're saying the department has absorbed a certain number of people, who exactly are they referring to, because we have never absorbed any security officer as a department.
They're also saying that they did hope that you, as the department, would have at least intervened and tried to speak to the service provider so that they can get some fair wages. They're saying every time they engage with you, the reason I asked you initially if you've engaged with them, they're saying there has been no response. You're saying you've been engaging with them. To what extent have you been engaging with them?
I'm not sure when they say the department has never engaged them. Mm. For several, this is not the first time the union has came to our offices. Mm-hmm. And continuously, they will hand over memorandums and the department will then respond to their issues raised. Obviously, when the department responds, it will respond to issues that we are able to do as a department. And just to give clarity, because of us seeing people that are affected, we requested them to submit a name list of all officials that were affected. And then we did engage a few companies that are currently on the contract to request them to try and assist. And we got a positive response from these service providers. Some of the people there that were protesting, they were also contacted by these service providers because we requested them that, look, even though it's not within our area of responsibility, but out of courtesy, can you also consider these security officers that were contracted previously? Obviously, they will take them through their recruitment process because we can't expect the people to be hired without going through the recruitment process. And there was a positive response from the service providers that they are going to assist us. The same information was shared with the leadership, but they continue to ignore our efforts that we are making, saying that no, they will continue to stay there until all of them are employed.
There are many issues that they brought to the fore yesterday, and some of the issues were not even about employment. They were about what is actually happening within that employment. Things like the UIF not being paid forward. And those, I imagine, are things that as the department, you would not accept a service provider who doesn't comply with the law, who doesn't comply with the Department of Labor. Have you actually looked into things like that, apart from employment and increases? But have you checked that your service providers comply with the law?
When we advertise the tender, there are conditions that we put to service providers to follow. And in a case where those conditions are not followed, obviously, as a department, will request to be given information of those service providers that are not following that. And then the department will then see how best they can try and engage the service providers or to provide proof that they were indeed submitting or paying the employees provident funds and so on. But remember, it's not in our area of responsibility. We rely on our other departments to verify that. So as a department, upon receiving that information and the names of those companies concerned, then we'll definitely conduct investigations into that.
Yes, but they're obviously saying that they've come to you to tell you. So is it that they have not given you the right kind of information, or you are unaware of what I've just told you?
No, they continue to say service providers, but we never had a name list of those that are not complying. You know? So if we are given the names to say, you know, Tybis is the one doing that, obviously, as a department, we'll have to make follow-up to assist the concerned employees.
Where does that then leave the two parties? Not just yourselves and the service provider, but surely you must be concerned about people working in your facilities. I mean, what we saw yesterday clearly was not something that it was pleasant to see. Where does that leave all the parties now?
You know, one thing that we also have to make it clear is that those people were contracted to a service provider that had a contract with the department that has been terminated. You know,
it has been terminated.
Yes, it has been terminated because those are the previous employees of the previous contractors. You know, so our way forward is that we have tried to assist them, trying to negotiate with the new employed or the new contracted service providers to consider them. Obviously, after having taken them through their process of recruitment, so if they meet the requirements of those service providers, then they will get employment. Again, the union is not saying that there are some of the employees that we were told that they are above 60. So if someone is above 60 and getting assistance from government, the certain person cannot work, you know. So those are some of the things that these new companies are also checking, whether these people, they do comply to get employment. But definitely as a department, we don't want to see people being like that. We are trying our level best to assist them as a catalyst so that they also get employment. But we also plead to them, as and when they receive calls from these service providers, they need to leave the site and go and submit papers where they are needed. Because some of them, even though they get calls, they continue not to leave the area because they are still protesting, which does not assist the department at all, because we are trying to assist them. So they must also try to assist the department.
So, okay. What then is your assessment of why all of this is happening? I mean, who would want to be walking around naked in the middle of the city and being exposed like that? What do you think then is going on here?
You know, it's a confusing situation because at first we thought that people want to be assisted with employment, and when efforts are made to assist them and they are not responding to that, then as a department we are starting to suspect other issues that we still have to investigate, whether these people are there on other motives. They are not there only for employment.
But, I mean, would you be stripping naked for other... That's why I'm saying, what is your suspicion? What are these motives?
You know, on the issues of stripping naked, I don't know. That's against the law. So I don't know how they arrived at stripping. But, like I said, if you are looking for employment and there's a movement to assist you, you must respond positively. But if you're getting calls and you're not responding positively, then as a department, we end up not having a clue. What is it that the department will do to make these people respond positively? Or they just want to be there and embarrass the department?
So we're here now, as I said, do you have a sense of what the way forward is? How did you conclude yesterday? Where is everybody right now?
When we left, they were still there. But look, as a department, we have tried everything in our space to try and assist them. So the way forward is to look at the law enforcement agency. How do they then assist us? Because you can't continuously have people that are camping outside, even though when you want to assist them, they don't accept the assistance. We just have to look another way to say, can we then look what the law does says about them being there forever? Because it's not even healthy for them to sleep there. This is the beginning of winter. Obviously, there will be health side effects about them continuously staying there. Hence, we are pleading with them to say, while the department is also trying to assist you, can they also move away from that area and try to stay where their safety or their health condition will not be compromised? Because currently, they're compromising themselves as far as the weather conditions are concerned.
So what's going to happen from your side?
Like I said, if we're trying to assist them, there's no positive response from them. We have to look at the side of law enforcement. How do we then ensure that we clear the group from that area? Because it means they don't want the assistance of the department. They just want to hang around there, which is a health hazard. There are no bathrooms outside there. People are passing on the street. And during the night, anything can happen because, you know, crime is crime in South Africa. So for their safety, as a department, we'll just have to remove them there to law enforcement if it's possible.
Thank you very much for your time. Thabiso Maluleke is Gauteng Health Department Director for Security Services. I will keep a very close eye on this. It doesn't sound good at all because they don't seem to have come to a resolution. So I would say tense. That's how I would describe the situation. So
if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.